So welcome, welcome, welcome. Week 6, Subconscious Rewiring Method. Thrilled to have you all here. And love to just hear who's on the line.
Wendy.
Wendy, great. Awesome.
We heard of me from Michelle, Joan, Helga. Bala's coming on. Thanks, Michelle. Fantastic. We're taking care of each other. So we want to both definitely we are all champions to kick off, because we are almost three quarters of the way through your first potential ever success cycle in your life. And we just really want to acknowledge that. You want to do the countdown?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to do a 3, 2, 1, pat yourself on the back, truly acknowledge yourself, speaking to yourself as a child, speaking to yourself as a person who would take on that you are a champion and really absorb that into every pore in your body. So 3, 2, 1, like a slow, I am a champion. Like really claim it. 3, 2, 1,
I am a champion.
Yes.
Right on. So as always, we want to both carry forward what you were practicing this week, as well as handle any of the challenges that you may be having, and thanks, among others, to Michelle for your candor in writing in. Hello, is that Bala jumping on?
Yep.
Fantastic. Bienvenue on both fronts. You're in the webinar and on the line, so that's fantastic. We just did We Are a Champion, so you can silently do that to yourself and pat yourself on the back. And know that we are both, again, carrying forward the learnings that we've got so far in living a success cycle, layering it on layer by layer, as well as acknowledging any challenges that you may be having. And as I was saying, thanks to Michelle, among others, for candidly writing both your wins and your challenges this week, and I really want to refer to those directly, to cheer Helga on for her event last week, and to bring a new piece that you have been experiencing both in the intro webinar and the success cycle here. But we want to begin to teach you how to actually live the subconscious rewiring method yourself. So an exciting, full agenda. And let's start with, as we do, with your wins. So wins with future pacing, wins with leveraging, and or any other areas. And maybe we can start with, just in case one person on the call needs it, I'd love one person to, in a phrase, define future pacing.
Go for it, Joan.
You want already in your mind.
I think that was Helga. Say it again.
You're already seeing what it is that you want to achieve and feeling like you've already achieved it.
You're already seeing, feeling, as if you've already achieved it. Bingo. And an extra piece that you add on to that, you're seeing it, you're feeling it, and ideally you are?
Saying it,
speaking it out loud. So you've got all the modalities, the see, hear, feel, that you're operationalizing. So the pure focus was in silence. Now we're bringing out the see, hear, feel. In the future pacing, you're stating as if it's already occurred. Beautiful. And with the leveraging, a great phrase description on what leveraging is. Yay.
Doing that with a partner or with a group?
Say again?
Doing that with a partner or with a group?
Doing with a partner or with a group, yes. So what you're doing is the pure focus, the 68 seconds plus of silent leveraging, energizing, focusing only on what the person just future paced about. So you're taking the pure focus from the week before, which is that silent energizing energy, which many of you have been doing and getting huge wins from, the 68 seconds that has been purported to be equal to 10,000 hours. And I always say, even if it's only equal to 10 hours, it covers every day. So you're doing that pure focus after somebody future paces. And so you and the accountability partner and or the mastermind are focusing only on the energy, the see, hear, feel of that person having achieved what they, as if it's already so. So fantastic.
Can you repeat what future pacing was? Seeing, feeling, saying.
As if your, and then fill in the blank, usually it's your sweet spot goal, has already occurred.
I mean, I know
Recording
what it was. I just wanted
from
to put
the
your
scene words. As if, fill in the blank, and usually that's your sweet spot goal. It could be a dream or achieve fame. It could be a particular emotion that you're wanting to feel. But usually it's your sweet spot goal. So speaking as if your sweet spot goal has already occurred. Does that work for you, Michelle?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. And to know that if you hadn't seen it, there is a manual page on your member page for future pacing and leveraging, so a one-page, again, summary how-to. And there's already there a one-page summary how-to on the subconscious rewiring method. So it's all as simple and yet specific as possible to keep supporting you. And I love the yays in the chat box. Would you guys like to practice together? Fantastic. And you're hooking up. And another win I see from Bella that you've got an interview for a controller position.
Wow, everyone, 3-2-1. Bella, you are a champ. Speak right to him. 3-2-1.
Bella,
you are a champion.
And Bella, you are a controller.
Yeah, that too. I love it. And in fact, we're going to future pace with somebody, and it could very well be you, Bella, today. So get your guns ready for who wants to future pace and have the team, the mastermind, leverage for you. So hopefully that continues to repetition build success. One of the success practices in the Successopedia principles is the repetition, the continuous integration of this knowledge. So great recap on all who contributed, and now love to hear anyone, even if you just took baby steps on future pacing and or leveraging, love to hear you report to the mastermind. First, did anyone, even if you stumbled and took baby steps, did anyone practice future pacing and or leveraging?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Not the leveraging, but the future pacing.
Fantastic. So report
I told you what I kept on running into.
Say again?
I told you what I kept on running into.
Do you want me to go straight to that then? I've got your quote right here.
You can. I just thought it was interesting, the whole experience of it all.
So do you want to introduce it and I can
recap?
I'd
start doing the future pacing and whatever, and then all of a sudden my mind would go, no, that's not possible, blah, blah, blah.
It's
really frustrating. It's like, no. I had to get rid of those thoughts, but they were fast and furious.
Before we go into responses to it, did you find that occurred more, less, or the same as when you did the pure focus and silence?
It never occurred in the pure focus and silence.
Interesting. So for some people, they find it hard to maintain the pure focus energy in silence and find it easier when they speak it out loud. And for you, the reverse is the case. The pure focus, I got it. I'm just riding on the energy of my sweet spot goal. Having said that, when I go to speak it out loud, there's a challenge. So just good noticing.
Yeah, the one point is that congratulating yourself and acknowledging yourself for even doing the new action, for even doing future pacing out loud, especially without a partner, speaking out loud, just that and claiming your win as if it's already happened, putting the sound and putting that energy out loud, that's not only shifting your own pattern and bringing on a new pattern, but it could potentially build into a habit. And once it is a habit, could you see yourself finding that more easy, effortless, and natural, Michelle? If it
yeah, I'm not
a habit.
There yet either. It's Joan. I could do it silently. But when it came to speaking it out loud, it was like, ooh, there's something there. It's kind of funny.
So we're going to link this to today's subconscious rewiring method, and I'm going to invite both of you and anyone else who might have experienced this to right now tune into, if you were to name the ooh, if you were to name the primary emotion that arose, write it down and or put it in the chat box.
Emotion that arose.
Just as intuitively as possible, note what emotion might be arising. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's an emotion. I don't know.
Well, the second half of it is notice any unedited thoughts or beliefs that come up.
Oh, for sure. That's what was coming up.
Great. Okay. So just
It wasn't so much of an emotion. Name the thoughts?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to go into this. We're going to map this out. It's more of a bird's eye view. Hone into what that thought could be.
Any guesstimations from either of you right now?
Wow, I'm really not. It wasn't fear for me. It was more like, I'll just be really frank. It was like, oh, this is stupid.
Right. Great.
And I'm laughing because that's a stupid comment to make, but.
No, it's great. You got all we can work with is reality, right? Or is candor, I mean.
Yeah.
So you're noticing the phrase was it was stupid, and what would be good to is to just start to tune into what's the emotion that's anchoring that in place. Is it doubt? Is it judgment? So
I
just
think
hold
it was
on to that. And then Michelle, any noticings of the phrases that you were hearing?
Yeah, I just wrote them in.
Oh, fantastic! Thank you. Fear maybe as a flavor, it will never happen, no way, you're not good enough to make it happen. Okay, great. So you're picking up on at least one of the emotional flavors is potentially fear, and a couple of the phrases of it will never happen or you're not good enough to make it happen. So fantastic. This is great grist for the mill for the subconscious rewiring today. Now, let me just back up for a moment, and I am just going to read your sentence because it was great, Michelle, and just for the group, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle wrote last week, very interesting. Did somebody want to say something?
Yeah, me, Bella.
Oh, please do, Bella.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when you are saying out loud, especially this happened in the, not this week, the last week, sometimes your mind wanders that, hey, when you're saying out loud, you're actually talking to yourself. If somebody, you know, hears you, they'll think that you're mad.
It could be recommendation on the early days to do it out of earshot.
No, yeah, I know. But then that thought just dropped into my mind.
Oh, I see. The thought came up. So,
yeah,
so
you can do that.
Somebody might think I'm mad.
Could
be the thought.
Yeah, you know, like for example, you're traveling in a like public transportation. You can actually end up doing it because you're so into it, right, all the time. So then, for want of a better thought, sometimes this will crop up, and then suddenly you will start saying something loud, and then you know there may be people around you and they wonder what is happening.
Yes, yes, yes. So great to know, regardless of whether you're physically around people or not, your potential quote unquote self-sabotage, unsupportive beliefs might be somebody might think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Or people might think I'm crazy. So that's a great thing to just write down now. To keep for in a few minutes when we actually unbundle this for the subconscious rewiring. And the emotion might be self-judgment, doubt, shame as possibilities.
Embarrassment,
great one. Yeah?
Yeah.
So just in brief, I'm going to capture, Michelle, because this is important and it's not surprising. You know, three-quarters of the way through the course, we're learning a lot, we're making a lot of progress in the outer game, and we're really starting to uncover the inner game that it might be getting in our way if we don't learn more skills to clear it. So Michelle wrote, very interesting observation. Is it normal that when we're doing the verbal visualization of the future, I'm getting a lot of negative feedback, you know, like self-sabotaging thoughts that keep coming up. How do I deal with that? And so just to start the dialogue, I wrote back to her and said, yes, it's very normal that as you reprogram consciously, the parts of the subconscious that aren't yet aligned bubble up in the form of the monkey mind or self-sabotaging thoughts. Every conscious thought and act and pure focus and technique and sweet spot goal and track to win on and P cubed, i.e. all the aspects of the success cycle that we're continuously doing, continuously increases the alignment of the subconscious and the conscious mind, along with what we're going to learn today, the very direct subconscious rewiring method, and in the next few weeks, other reframing techniques. So yes, it's normal. Having said that, all of the components of the success cycle are triggering from the conscious to the subconscious mind to say, oh, wow, there's new signals coming in. There's new wiring being sent.
I didn't understand any of what you just said.
Great. Somebody translate. Thank you. Wonderful candor. Somebody else recap any aspect of that. More layman's terms, answer the question, hey, is it normal that there's negative talk come up when I try to offer positive talk out loud?
I read it, I heard you say it, but I just don't understand what it means.
Perfect, Michelle, great. Somebody else jump up on the plate.
I will, it's Helga.
Go for it, Helga.
Basically, I'm going to call it the ego. The ego not allowing you to go forward. It's kept you in a place where you're comfortable now, and because you're trying to make changes that go against what the ego wants or likes, it's keeping you in that safe zone that the ego has kept you in for such a long time.
Wonderful.
I understand.
Beautiful.
That.
Michelle?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Fantastic. Love it. Thank you for the translation, Helga.
Great, thanks.
Sometimes we get into this material too close, and the simple is better.
Awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
So we are actually going to go into the subconscious rewiring method today. Very quickly, summarizing last week, we kind of went in depth into this with you guys right here. So last week, we did future pacing and leveraging, taking, you know, on the future pacing side, taking your future into your now, speaking it into reality, feeling, seeing, and hearing your future as if it's happening right now, and also leveraging being using the group dynamic either between one or two or a group of people to use their energy and their thought to see you accomplishing that result.
Shall we do it with the mastermind right now before
yeah, sure.
we move on?
Yeah, let's do future pace and leveraging. Let's do, I want someone other than Bala, future pace Bala's positive outcome in his interview, speaking as though you are him. So it could be Joan says, I go into the interview and you're going to future pace the result, and then we're going to leverage that intention and feed positive energy to Bala having a successful interview. Who wants to future pace Bala's result?
I'll do it.
Awesome, Michelle. Are you going to do the after the interview or after the job offer or what feels good for you?
Well, let's go all the way. Got a job offer out of the deal.
All right, go for it.
So, last week was an awesome week. I got had a great interview, and everything went great. Got along really well with the interviewer, and got asked in for a second interview, and that went really great. And they didn't even wait at that point. They really wanted me, and told me in the interview, and made sure that I was interested, and told me I was going to get a job offer, and introduced me to the president that day. And it was just it was great. Everything just moved along beautifully, and just got the offer yesterday, talked it over with my family. It made a couple of little changes to it, but I was so excited to get it, and signed the offer over today, and they want me right away. It's a salary that I want. It's right close to where I live. My qualifications, I'm very comfortable doing it. There's as much travel as I was hoping to have. It's just the perfect job, and I am just so thankful that it's exactly what I want. And I start next Monday. I'm very excited.
Terrific. And then usually for the group, when we hear a person future pace like that, we say something like, "We honor and accept your request." So everyone say, "We honor and accept your request." 3, 2, 1. We honor and accept your request. Now for 68 seconds, what we're going to do is we're going to think. Everyone, maintain your focus. If you get off track, come right back and see Bala putting his arms up saying, "Yes, I got it." And it was perfect. And all of those things as if they're true right now. And put your own thought energy into that. And 3, 2, 1. You might say things like, "Congratulations, Bala. I'm really happy for you."
Congratulations, Bala.
Silently for 68 seconds, and then we'll hear after. You're awesome, Wendy. Just send him that vibration. Picture him. Feel his excitement.
You can hear his voice on one of the calls saying, "Guys, I got the job." That's awesome.
This rewire stuff really works.
How are you feeling, Bala?
Great. I'm just waiting when the results will come.
Got 18 seconds left. Enjoy the ride. So
yep.
Proud of you.
Okay, great. We're going to go 3, 2, 1. Congratulations, Bala. 3, 2, 1.
Congratulations,
Bala.
Thank you.
And know, too, that when you're doing this with a group or a partner, that focusing on their result and giving them that energy of "you can do it," that comes around as a boomerang. You're putting that feeling out, and what are you going to get back? Someone name it. What are you going to get back when you send out vibes of "you can do it"? What do you get back?
You get back the same plus more.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
You got it. Beautiful. Bala, any addition? And this is a third part often, so somebody future paces. Typically it's the person. Colin added a nuance of someone else doing it, which is totally fun and possible. We leverage and then hear from the person any additions to that future pacing that you saw or heard or felt during the 68 seconds of leveraging. Any additions that you saw, heard, or felt, Bala?
Well, I felt on the top of the world.
Yeah, that's the perfect place.
Great, and you can then also ask your accountability partner or mastermind group if they saw, heard, or felt any additional images, phrases while they were leveraging. So any additions that people saw, heard, or felt.
Maybe, Wendy, what did you see for Bala?
Well, definitely a very happy job. With people he likes to work with, and very, very content.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Love that word, content.
And people you like to work with, great two additions.
Yeah.
So could be very subtle but very profound, the additions that your partners or mastermind group adds on. We just did every Tuesday morning where future pacing and leveraging with a mastermind team. And so we were just hot off the future pacing this morning. It's for about 3 months we did it. We started 7 days a week, and then we downscaled to 5 days a week for about 3 months until it was unconscious competence. So it's, again, ain't just about trying stuff. It's about rewiring stuff. So highly encourage as we introduce.
Aren't really American, are you?
yeah, we're Southern, South American. Southern state.
Yeah, the accent.
Right on. Highly encourage you that as we just introduce to you the best of the best, that you then take it on and run with what's going to make your life extraordinary.
Absolutely, and you can future pace, you know, at the way longer term result too. You know, when you're if you want to become financially independent and you're living the ideal life, like the perfect ideal life, you can future pace from that place and then scale it back. You can do the future pacing on your dreams, on your chief aim, on your sweet spot goal, on the day. You could future pace waking up in the morning and say, I'm going to future pace right now, the end of my day, looking back, how do I feel, what are the great things that's happened, and that compels you and propels you into activity, accomplishment, capability, clarity, and confidence.
And what Colin's getting at, and we road tested with you last week, and you'll see it as a reminder on your one-page manual summary, is the idea of stacking. So you could start at, you know, out at the interview, I got the job, you know, I got the interview, then you could future pace, I got the job, then you could future pace your first 30 days of the job, and then 6 months, and then a year. And as you stack that, each only takes, you know, 60 seconds or so. And then all of a sudden, after you've future paced, you know, being a year in the job and offering them incredible value as in the controller position and working with people you love and being respected and honored and recognized in the company, all of a sudden you look back and going, wow, nailing that interview just looks like feels like a piece of cake. So there's value in stacking your future pacing as well out through time.
Great work, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So today.
Great idea, Heather. Yeah.
Say again, Bella.
Great idea, Heather.
Beautiful, yeah. So we've got that as a reminder for you in your Successpedia manual, the page from last week, week 5. There's a couple of steps in the future pacing. In step 3, we put a bonus, stacking. And so you've got that reminder there for you forever.
Great.
Awesome.
So today we are doing the subconscious rewiring method. Your mind is like a computer program, and it's a vast warehouse of data that is literally has programs that tell you to act in a certain way. All of the language patterns, the patter, the tonality, the intonation, the habits that you have, the beliefs about the world that you have, it's all stored in your subconscious mind. And there's a book written a while ago called Psycho-Cybernetics.
I have it.
By Maxwell Waltz.
Great, Michelle.
Yeah, great. So this guy, Maxwell Maltz was a plastic surgeon, and he found that sometimes when he would do a plastic surgery, it was like 50-50 between whether the person came out of the surgery and saw themselves differently. And when people see themselves differently, it's like programming the supercomputer for, it could be failure or it could be success. The subconscious rewiring method is the equivalent of being able to go in to your supercomputer called your mind and take out the lines of code that say fail and do poor and be fearful in this situation and hate this type of person and judge this type of person and those failure habits. It's a way of going in there so specifically and surgically removing that line of code and replacing it with a code that actually brings about success. Instead of saying, judge this type of person, you're now going to say, I feel like I want to promote all types of people. I don't need to have validation from these types of people over here. because I find validation in my own self. I like myself. I feel successful. I look at myself as a successful person. I speak successfully. I help people. I care about people. Those are examples of things that when we believe that at our core, we start to believe and act differently. When we act differently and build the habit, we start to develop the character that is the ideal person who we want to become. And you are a champion. And right now is the perfect time, and you're in the perfect place, and we're constantly getting better. So this method is what we're going to step into right now. It's not the only method that you can use to reprogram your supercomputer called your mind, and it is a method.
And maybe just to perfect, and maybe just to add to that in terms of that it's not the only method. I mean, some people utilize hypnosis, for example. I don't know if any of you have heard of, at least, if not used, the technique of tapping. There's various techniques out there, emotional freedom techniques, thought field therapy, quantum energy clearing. We've tried them all, and they have merit, absolutely. And why we've chosen the subconscious rewiring method, really we've adapted it from something called the subconscious release technique. It's very similar. But we've adapted it, and all of them are just approaching simpler and easier, simpler and easier, simpler and easier, and yet still very effective. That's really the goal. So just curious, has anybody tried any of the other ones that I might have mentioned? Either
I know Joan is an NLP and hypnosis, right?
That's right.
And what else? Oh, it's not only NLP, but there's specific techniques under NLP, like subsections like the swish technique and the what type of techniques are there to alter the internal representations that we have or the programming that we have, Joan? Are you there?
I think we just might have lost her. But which is all fine. We'll welcome her back when she hops back on the line. So really, the message is that you may have tried other techniques. You may stumble into or discover more in your future. And what we've road tested all the ones we've mentioned, and we've found this to be the simplest to do, the simplest to remember, the simplest to teach, the simplest to pay forward. And I think the only other piece before we go into teaching it, and we're going to put this reminder at the end as well, but I want to front-end load it, is, quote-unquote, you can't do this wrong.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And it's really any unsupportive thought and emotion that you clear is awesome, and it's a win. Even if you're guesstimating, and any supportive thought and emotion that you rewire in is a complete win. So to really relax into, we're literally just inviting the mind to release what doesn't support us and inviting the mind to embrace and align our subconscious and our conscious mind with what does support us. It's literally that simple. And we're going to begin to introduce you today. Now, you know, we've been studying this for a few years, so it's an introduction. But we want to give you the first, you know, steps in being able to do it for yourself. Great.
So this is a bottle with a red gaseous sort of thing and a plug in the top. And the gas represents unsupportive beliefs. We're going to go into what they are or what they could be. The cork represents corked emotions. So the unsupportive beliefs are being held in the container with the corked emotions. And the unsupportive beliefs could be, you know, I'm not smart enough, it's all their fault, I'm powerless, I'll never be rich, there's not enough money, she looks better than me, he looks better than me, life is too hard, what's the point, my body is ugly, no one's going to accept me, they won't listen to me in the meeting, etc., etc. Unsupportive beliefs. And on the unsupportive beliefs, we could have something like a phrase comes up, they're not going to accept me. But that's actually being held by a deeper unsupportive belief. The corked emotions, loathing, hatred, apathy, depression, misery, despondency, those are what hold in the unsupportive beliefs. So when we're releasing, we're literally taking the cap off the top. We're releasing the unsupportive emotion with the unsupportive belief. Someone recap to someone else. So, for instance, Joan would say, Michelle, this is what I just heard.
Anyone who wants to.
Well, I just got rid of all my unsupportive beliefs and all my corked emotions. They are gone forever.
Oh,
I feel really relieved.
And that's a future pace. That's awesome. You actually did that in the way of a future pace. You just did. So that's great.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great. So the release statements, as you might remember on the first introductory webinar, the release statements are preceded by a breath pattern. So you breathe in for 5 seconds, you hold for five, and release for five. So we're going to do this right now. Take a deep breath in, hold, and release. Do it one more time. Take a deep breath in. Hold. And release. So what you're going to do is you're going to say the statement, I release all negative emotion in. By negative emotion, it's insert the negative emotion that's there.
Like fear or anger or sadness or jealousy or judgment.
With the belief. The belief is, I'm not worthy enough. I was born to be poor. Something to do with my
hereditary. So that's a negative belief.
A negative belief.
Okay.
Exactly.
It'll never happen.
So I release all fear with I'm going to be found out, something like that. Do you want
good,
to give an
example? Good nuance, though, Michelle. We're, again, trying to take baby steps and teach it simply. And you could have a negative emotion that's actually corking a positive belief, like I release all fear with I want to be successful.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Say that again, Heather. Say that again,
you
Heather.
Could have either this phraseology is for any negative emotion, and the belief could be negative or positive.
Oh, okay.
So if you say, for instance, if you are afraid of becoming successful, the belief might be a positive belief, which is being successful is good. And if you're holding in a fear that being successful is good, if you release all fear with being successful is good, then you release the fear, and it's easier to believe that being successful is good.
I release all doubt that I can make a lot of money.
So I can make a lot of money is the belief, and the doubt is the negative emotion. Does someone want to give an example? Fill in the blanks. Just speak it out loud. I release all, name an emotion, and a belief.
Oh, same ideas. I release all anxiety with I'm not rich enough.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's take it. Wendy, please facilitate the process. Facilitate the process. So take a deep, you're telling everyone else, take a deep breath in, and you do the release statement.
Okay, take a deep breath in for 5 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then say on a breath out, I release all anxiety with the thought that I am not rich enough.
That's great.
Really well done. One nuance, you're actually, you can see the arrow is pointing to the hold. You say the phrase during the hold breath as opposed to the breath out, because kinesthetically, the hold breath is a slight signal to the mind. It's just a slight temporary, like, oxygen deprivation. It's not, but it's just a signal to the mind going, oh, there's a different message coming in. So we hear the phrase on the in-breath, and then we say it to ourselves on the hold breath. Other than that, absolutely perfect facilitation.
Perfect. So it's anxiety with I'm not rich enough. Someone else facilitate the process. Let's see, Helga. Do you want to do it?
Sure.
Perfect.
Okay. We're going to tap in for 5 seconds. As you hold for 5 seconds, you're going to say, I release all anxiety with the hold to get it all done. And then release the breath.
Just say it again because the phone broke up a bit. I release all anxiety with?
Not being able to get it all done.
Not being able to get it all done. Great.
Facilitate it one more time so that we're doing it.
Deep breath in.
Oh, sorry.
I release all anxiety.
I release all anxiety with not being able to get it all done. Release for 5 seconds.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah. One more, three times, so that we get three people. You're going to hear it. Three people will be able to say it, and this really enables you to claim the learning. Ballad, will you facilitate the process? So I release all anxiety with, and fill in your blank. What's a anxiety
or
with?
Or it could be a different emotion.
It could be any emotion. Go for it, Bella.
There's about 6,000 emotions recorded in human experience, so.
Is Bella on?
You sort of phone got disconnected, but it looks like he's still on the blue thing.
My phone got disconnected. Okay. Why don't we actually flick to the next slide,
yeah, sure.
And then we can have a couple of experiences with the next one.
Let's hear. Did everyone get, I just want to make sure that you really get the statement. Hopefully you have this written down. I know that you have your manual sheet, but I release all negative emotion with belief. Did everyone get this? Is there any?
Yep.
Yeah?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Awesome.
Cool.
And again, it is on your manual page, the exact phrase.
So another form of release statement is same breathing process, in 5 seconds hold, and on the hold breath, you say, I release all blocks to positive emotion with the belief. So, for instance, take a deep breath in. I release all blocks to happiness with I can be a success in life. And take a deep breath in. I release all blocks to excitement with I can be productive all day long.
Beautiful. Someone else give us an example.
Sorry, can you repeat the first one? I just wanted to get right down an example. I release all blocks of happiness that I can.
With I can become,
be successful.
And Michelle, give us an example. So I release all blocks to name a positive emotion that you might be blocking with a belief.
Yeah, sorry, I'm back.
Welcome back.
So the belief is a positive belief or a negative belief?
Either one. Same as the first phrase. The only thing that we're changing is we're releasing all blocks to a positive emotion. So the first phrase is I release all, and then negative emotion with a belief, and this one is I release all blocks to receiving and living a positive emotion. Because really, if in that supercomputer of our mind, we have both supportive and unsupportive beliefs, and we also have emotions that are corking them in and or being blocked because of that belief. Like someone might too, who's single might say, I release all blocks to love with, I'm going to find my mate.
Heather, the belief can be positive or negative?
It can.
Okay.
Again, this is a 201. This is, you know, we've made it as simple as possible, and yet at the same time, always remember the golden rule. You can only make, you can't, I hate to say it in a negative phrase, but you can't go wrong with this. You can't do it wrong. Literally, anytime you clear any unsupportive thoughts and emotions, you are making progress.
So let's do it just on that point or the undertone of that point. Take a deep breath in. I release all blocks to bite sizes with, I'm going to understand this. Maybe a more simple way to say that is take a deep breath in. I release all tiny steps with, I'm going to understand this concept. And maybe the emotion under tiny steps is, what could be an example of that emotion? Heather?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so we take a big breath in. I release all blocks to abundance with, it comes easily and effortlessly. And take a breath.
Great initiative. Great initiative on that one. Great.
And perfect
and
phrase.
That is a perfect phrase. Blocks to abundance, that's fantastic.
With it comes easy, effortless, and natural. Fantastic.
Yeah. Bala, go for it. I release all blocks to a positive emotion with a belief.
Yeah, here we go. Deep breath. I release all blocks to success with confidence, ability, and good feelings.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And in that example, too, you said a couple of words in the belief, and that's perfectly fine because it's the resonance. It doesn't necessarily have to be, I believe that gravity exists, or a concrete belief. It can be, I release all blocks to success with, I feel good, or I release all blocks to success with good feelings. Good feelings isn't necessarily a belief, but you're releasing all blocks to just that sensation, just that emotion, just that vibe.
What I find is that the more I tune in to my own inner dialogue, that's usually my best clue to the phrase that resonates the most in the belief section. So just the more you listen in, it's not about analyzing it, figuring out, oh my God, I got to clear all my subconscious, how the heck am I going to do that? It's, just tuning in. Usually when I feel triggered, I just simply ask myself, wow, what emotions are here? And what's my unedited inner dialogue? What's my primary beliefs that are driving that emotion? And I'll get 3 or 4 releases from that. I do it on the go, and I'm lighter, clearer, and, of course, we do the rewiring or the refilling. So those are the two. There's only 2 types of phrases on the release statements. And then moving on to the one phrase or the imagery first.
Yep. So now that you've released all of that, the belief with the emotion, now what we're going to do is fill up, or now that you've got this empty space, you're going to put in a totally awesome belief. And this is like the reprogramming. So we've removed the line of code, and now we're putting in a new line of code that is supportive. So a totally awesome belief, we'll give some examples of that. I am smart. I take 100% responsibility. There is abundance. Everyone has beauty, and me included. I am confident. I am happy. Then we're going to anchor that or support it with positive emotions. So positive emotions, good spirits, lightheartedness, exhilaration, bliss, happiness, contentment, feeling neutral sometimes is a perfect one. Feeling perfect. And on this rewiring, the rewiring statement is simply, well, the same process, breathing in, holding, and breathing out. And it's so simple. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful. And all this statement here is a future-based statement in the now. It is reprogramming what you are commanding your subconscious to do from now on so that it becomes easy, effortless, natural, a natural part of your being. So if I was going to release, I release all anger with I'm not successful, and I finally had that release. Now that I've got this empty space, I say I'm so grateful, thankful, and appreciative that I have confidence, that I have, that I'm empowered. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But this new belief will be all positive beliefs.
Absolutely. These are all supportive. Whatever you most believe right now and or want to anchor in. And if there's something that you're reaching for so that, quote, unquote, I am successful feels like a stretch for you, you can always put it in the progressive verb, meaning you can always say, I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I'm becoming more and more successful every day. And that will always have a perfect alignment with your subconscious. So you can state it as, I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I'm successful, because the reality is we all are already. We were born, we're alive, we're living, we give, we care, we love. I could go on and on. And if that feels good, great, state it in the present. And or you can always state it in a progressive verb. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I'm becoming, fill in the blank, more and more every day.
So take a deep breath in. I'm so happy and grateful and thankful that I understand this concept and I'm applying it as I go. Take a deep breath in. I'm so happy and grateful and thankful that I'm using this and it's actually changing and making shifts in my life. Someone else. And when you do this, do it in regard to this concept so that you really claim and affirm that you're understanding this and that you're using it. Helga, Michelle, Wendy, Bella.
I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I have abundance.
Absolutely, let's do it.
I just figured I'd go on the last one that I had.
Yes.
So breathe in. 5 seconds. I am so happy, grateful, and thankful that I have abundance easily, effortlessly, and naturally.
Great.
It is great, isn't it?
I love that, yeah.
You can feel it, you know? We are becoming lighter on the one hand and filling and aligning with what we wish on the other hand. And this, you can do it anytime, anywhere, in silence, on the subway, while driving, when you wake up, when you feel a trigger. It's possible at any time.
So just to really anchor this physically, I want you to hold out your left hand as if you're holding a bottle. And there's a cork in the bottle, right? And put your hand, and you've got the cork. When you take off the cork, say release.
Release. You can sigh, too.
Yeah. And now put it back on and say rewire.
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 Now we're going to go a couple times. We're just going to go fairly quickly. Release, rewire.
Release,
rewire.
Release,
Rewire. One more time. Release. Rewire. It's a simple, duplicatable, two-step process, easy, effortless, natural, that you do virtually unconsciously. It enables you to reprogram your mind every time, guaranteed.
Beautiful.
So what happens if you don't do the, if you, like we just did some of the releases and we didn't do the positive thing afterwards?
So it doesn't have, great question, Michelle, it doesn't have to be, quote-unquote, a one-for-one for everything I release, I rewire, though that's a good practice. The key that I find is that there's that sort of sweet spot, you know, there's a sweet spot amount of releasing, and you go, okay, that feels like enough right now. And then there's a sweet spot feeling of rewiring, as in that I feel full. That feels good. And it doesn't have to be linear one for one, though you could absolutely do it linear one for one.
Not that I'm an accountant or anything.
No. I was just speaking to the accountant in you and the spontaneous one in you as well.
It's like, is it debits and credits, right?
Exactly. Very good. Awesome. So we want to just give you a last couple of images to really, and again, these questions are all on your manual page, but just to really, so we've taught it to you. Now we just want to make overt how you might identify the emotions and beliefs. And again, this is all on your manual, one-page summary. So there's three questions here you might want to ask. Oh, what's the key unsupportive emotion that I'm feeling right now? And once you get tuned into that, just as effortlessly and intuitively as possible, then, oh, what's the unedited inner dialogue or belief that's there? Oh, great. And initially you may write them down, and eventually you'll just start to hear them and release them and hear them and release them. And likewise, very simple, on the rewiring, wow, what are the key desired emotions and beliefs that I want to rewire in right now? And it's literally that simple. And again, remembering, you can only gain from doing this.
Awesome. And then what do you ask the question of?
It's a bit of a fancy phraseology on that question,
yeah.
But... there's five main ways that we've identified that people have done it. We are teaching you the first one, which is basically you're asking your conscious mind. Having said that, we wanted to just open you up to other ways that people have done this successfully. So that second image you can see is that people have done, they ask their body. And what we mean by that is you may have heard of what's called muscle testing. So you might muscle test, you know, you hold two fingers together and then apply pressure outward. And is this the emotion that I'm releasing or is it this one? Again, we're not teaching this today, but we just want to complete the introduction in case you've already been exposed to or might get exposed to other ways of determining what emotions or beliefs you're releasing or rewiring. So what we're teaching is the first one.
Exactly.
And you may also come across learning you might already have or in your future ways where you can do muscle testing with the body to determine what emotions and beliefs you're clearing. You may already have or be building over time more intuitive abilities where you're really what I call reading the energy or the vibration of what you're feeling, or you're tuning into, if I just ask my subconscious or my higher self, what is the primary emotion or what is the primary belief here? It's a little softer, it's a little more tuning into the energy or reading that versus the thought forms. Again, if that feels comfortable for you, that third box of reading the energy or the intuition, fantastic. And if not, again, we're teaching primarily today that first box of just asking your conscious mind. Last two, you may have been exposed to people who use things like a pendulum, an object to get a yes or no. Is this the primary emotion or belief? Yes or no? Again, if you have, great. If you haven't, no problem. Again, we're just giving you a full picture.
And on the resource side, the resources would be audios of clearing techniques or, you know, a resource. This is right now a resource. You're getting a resource in this webinar series. Another is a book. One book in particular is by a woman named
Louise Hay.
Louise Hay, called You Can Heal Your Life. And in that book, she provides literal statements, a bunch of clearing statements, a bunch of affirmations that you can reprogram in, and some contrasting negative beliefs that people hold on to that are great to clear. And that's just a great resource. So books, audios, live events. We're going to be doing – will we be doing any of this at the live event coming up?
I think not. We're going to be bringing in some other things that are a little easier to do in a larger group. We really wanted to bring this subconscious rewiring method specifically to this group where it's more intimate and easier to interact and to teach. So you're getting the cream of the crop. So that's really, I hope, a good summary. And the play work, as you can imagine, is practice. Oh, that's the warning that we began with, or the reminder. Somebody want to read that screen out loud to the whole group? Remember.
You can't do it wrong. You can only benefit.
Keep going, and we can have more than one voice. That's awesome.
Let's all do it. So we're going to start from the beginning. 3, 2, 1. Remember,
you can't
do it wrong. You can only benefit releasing any unsupported emotions and beliefs
is awesome.
Rewiring any supportive beliefs and beliefs
is
awesome.
And we've done the let's practice identifying, so fantastic.
Can you back it up 2 screens? I was missing the question on the recurring.
Actually, if we can just close with the play work in case anybody has to leave, and then we can absolutely back it up, and we will do an extra 15 minutes of any Q&A that is helpful. So again, it's really all around this one technique, the subconscious rewiring method. The invitation is to practice it solo, humbly assist your partner in releasing and rewiring, and then writing or sending any wins that you have to us that we can share with the mastermind. So it's all really about just being in the sandbox with this. It's the simplest, most effective one we've ever come across. Enjoy just, wow, I can take this supercomputer and go, I don't like that line of code anymore. And I can take this supercomputer and say, I love this line of code, and that feels fantastic.
Guys, this is week 6. I just want to congratulate you all for showing up. And we're going to do 3, 2, 1, I am a champion, speak directly to yourself. Then we're going to stop and have another 15 minutes. So 3, really speak to yourself and acknowledge yourself for being here and going through the course and running through this and being here. 3, 2, 1,
I am a champion.
Yes.
Beautiful. So for any you need to hop off, feel free. And definitely we're going to set the 15-minute
singing bowl
right now. And let her ring for us and have some great Q&A. Just coming up right now.
Can I hear it? Awesome. So, Michelle, you had a question, and the question was in regard to the
Can you back
witch.
Up 2-3 slides? You had the thing of two questions.
Bye.
Cheers,
Bye. Val. Take care.
2 slides ago, you had the questions, 2 were for releasing, 1 for recurring, and I didn't get the recurring one.
Okay.
What are the key?
Is it that one?
Yeah.
Great. And it's really great to write anything down because Typing uses about 8 motor skills, and writing uses about 10,000. Again, hard to imagine, but the Our Success Master Pros give us that number, and it's really writing with your hand, the motor skills, the eye-hand coordination, the touching the paper, great to write things down, and it is also on your manual printout.
There's also an element of retention as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, higher retention for sure. And to know that, you know, the multimillionaires and billionaires that we have trained with do these kind of subconscious releases. We were just re-listening to, for the 39,000th time, one of our favorite dozen-track sets of training called Your Wish and is Your Command. And in that, he speaks of various aspects of the inner and outer game of success. And one that he says you must do is have a technique that allows you to clear the unsupportive subconscious programming. And he, at that time, before this subconscious release technique was even born, was utilizing the tapping, which is great, and we've practiced it, and it has been helpful. And since then, one of the leaders in our global Success Mastery Network fine-tuned, simplified, and birthed the subconscious release technique, and then we again have simplified it even more, still keeping the essence of its absolute effectiveness in the subconscious rewiring method. So by no means is this just a Heather and Colin thought it would be a nice thing for week 6. It's literally one of the key successes is to have your subconscious and your conscious mind aligned and happy. So beautiful. Other questions? Experiences.
Have you got a listing? I guess I saw a small listing of the emotions and beliefs and whatever. Is there like a document you have or something that kind of...
That's a great idea. We will create that and then send an email out to you when it's done.
Because sometimes you don't realize it until you read it and you go, oh...
Yeah, it's true. I had never, for instance, related to shame as one, like the sort of the three amigos our mindfulness trainer talks of is, you know, fear, anger, sadness, and they're absolute go-to ones that are riding for most people. And then you get into doubt and judgment and self-judgment and blame and so on. So, yeah, there are some other key ones
that
are helpful.
What was the first one? Fear, anger, judgment.
Fear, anger, sadness, doubt, shame, guilt, judgment.
You can, Michelle,
as some of the key top ones.
If you want a great list, go under, in any thesaurus, if you go under fear or shame or the real, like, embarrassment. If you go under embarrassment in a thesaurus, all of those emotions, those are great to clear out. Depression, what's I guess depression would be
despair.
The lowest. Despair. Under despair, you'd find like the lowest forms of emotion. Those ones are great to clear.
Grief. And in the live event, we're going to be teaching us the feel-good dial, and that's got 10 of the top negative ones and 10 of the top positive ones. So we're going to continuously circle around this for you. And definitely, we'd be happy to post, you know, sort of the top awesome and not so awesome ones on your member page. Other needs, curiosities, questions about implementing this, any clarity? Imagine, you know, future pace, 24 hours from now, you're going, I want to try this. Any questions that come up?
Any comments or observations? And if there aren't any more comments, observations, or questions, we're going to hop off.
I just wanted to say, you got a pop-up from your website that said howtofeelgood.com, your GoDaddy account had domain name had expired on September 19th, pending renewal or deletion. So I don't know if you
were
aware of that.
We had some server issues, and we cleared that up today. Thank you. If it's still coming up for you, you probably just need to clear your cookies and cache, as they say, and it should come up again. It was just a 24-hour glitch with the servers. Thank you, though, Wendy, if we hadn't been aware of it. Really appreciate that.
All right.
I have a question regarding Sunday.
Yes.
I'm in limbo because my son is in a baseball tournament this weekend. If they win on Saturday, I don't know if I can be there on Sunday.
Oh.
What am I going to be missing?
Oh, my God.
Only
I won't say everything.
Everything.
It's
only
not true.
We will audio record the event, so you'll have access to that.
Okay.
And so we can, I can guarantee.
But it's not. It's 9 to 5, and where is it?
It's a downtown, 555 Dundas Street East.
You can also go to the grad page and go to.
There's a link there, and it'll show you the Paint Box Bistro, the map, everything.
Is that where it is? Paint Box.
The Paint Box Bistro. And again, there's a little box near the top of the grad page. You can click there just to go to the event page, and it'll show you everything.
So where Dundas Street is, which is the crossroads, you know?
Parliament, near Parliament.
About a block or two east of Parliament.
I don't know Toronto very well. I'm a Montrealer, so where's Parliament? Is that?
I was born in Montreal. Parliament is a few streets east of Yonge.
It's to the right of Young. Okay. Just trying to
get if you come along, would you be coming along the QE from the west?
I don't know. I guess is the QE still under construction?
It is, but Sunday should be passable. I would leave extra time, though, because it's down to a couple of lanes, I think.
And it's nine. It starts at 9?
9:30. We would certainly love to have you there, and though we will cover some of what we've done within the webinars from a success cycle standpoint, there will absolutely be, one, new material, two, higher integration, and three, things that we just can't do virtually on a webinar that we'll be able to do live in the training room. And it's a nice, the bistro's nice, there'll be the chef making some special, you know, things on the menu for us, and it'll be a great vibe for sure. And you'll get to meet everybody.
Well, I certainly want to be there. I'm just kind of going, you know, it's like, you know, I don't want to make my son feel as if, you know, like I go to all of my daughter's tournaments, and he happens to have one this weekend. It's like, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Not that I want to wish him that.
Could you go to Saturday and somebody pinch hit for you on Sunday?
Well, my husband will be there, and my daughter will be there. It's just one of those, you know, and it's Niagara Falls, so it's like, it's not, it's one of those, I don't want to wish him not to win on Saturday, but he's going.
Wish him
badly,
success,
we don't play on Sunday.
And role model success as a mom.
And you sent me the one-on-one consultation by email, have you?
The one-on-one, I actually have not, Wendy. Thank you for reminding me. I will send that out tonight.
All right, thank you.
Great, and now that we've done the subconscious rewiring method, you can send us a few good times in your calendar next week, Michelle. Yeah, Michelle, because I knew you wanted to do this week first and road test it before you had a one-on-one. So happy to receive a few times that are good for you for next week.
Okay. Are you guys taking a long weekend, or like what day are you working next week?
No, we'll be full on most of the time, I think, because we have, in fact, our next webinar on Tuesday and so on. If you
That's
book
true.
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we'll accept, but yeah, I would say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is safer. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Wonderful.
How much time do we need?
An hour.
An hour. And is this in person or?
Say again?
It's in person or is it over
It'll be on the conference line so that we can record it and you can have the recording, which is exactly what Wendy just asked about, which reminded me for yours.
Okay.
Awesome, gang.
Thank you.
Thank
so now
you.
I know what to do when I have those negative emotions that come in.
Yay! And we're going to be teaching another one on the Sunday called the Feel Good Dial, which you can literally do in minutes as well. So love to have you there if you're called to.
Awesome, guys, gals.
Cheers. I'm going to stop the recording and wish you all well.
Thank you. Bye.